598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the morning, Madhouse. You know what we call this week, Family Wednesday, and family, for the most part, we got out and we voted last night. And for an election update, what it means and what's going on, we got Mr. Roland Martin on the phone. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Doc. How we doing?
Doing good, man.
Roland Martin, how did we do last night for election
night? First and foremost, I think we need to understand narrative. And far too many people, far too many black folks feel sad and despondent this morning as a result of Andrew Gillum not winning in Florida, as a result of Ben Jealous not winning in Maryland, and then, of course, it being a fight to the finish where Stacey Abrams is down in Georgia. But that is a huge mistake. I think what we have to do is recognize when you have victories, you celebrate those victories, and you only don't focus on losses. Mm-hmm. Let me break that thing down.
Break it down.
Last night, we saw Joe Nagase, a brother, win congressional seat in Colorado. Mm. Ayanna Pressley, she won in Massachusetts. Johanna Hayes, she won in Connecticut. Antonio Delgado won in the New York State. Stephen Horsford won in Nevada. Colin Allred won in Dallas. Lucy McBath won in Georgia. She is ahead of Karen Handel in Georgia. At seven African-Americans, you're going to have the largest block of Congressional Black Caucus members in American history when it gets sworn in January. That paved the way for Democrats to take control of the U.S. House. What does that now mean? Five African-Americans will at least be chairs of congressional committees. You could potentially have, if Nancy Pelosi does not have the votes to win the speaker's position, you could very well have a black Speaker of the House in Congressman Jim Clyburn, or you can have a black majority leader. And there are several African-Americans, Clyburn, Hakeem Jeffries of New York, Barbara Lee of California, Karen Bass of California, being talked about for those leadership positions. And so that is critically important. But you also saw a loss of two, both Republican, Mia Love, Utah. She lost last night. Will Hurd of San Antonio, they declared him the victor around 9 p.m. last night. No, his opponent clawed back, and she took the lead around 2 a.m. This morning. And so he goes down. There sure will be a recount.
Wow.
So there were African-Americans who were elected statewide. Aaron Ford in Nevada, Attorney General. Kwame Raoul, Attorney General in Illinois. Keith Ellison, Attorney General in Minnesota. Letitia James, Attorney General in California. You also had some other local races. You had, of course, 19 black women who were running for judicial positions in Harris County, Texas, which is Houston, all 19 won.
Wow.
Also, I talked to Reverend Dr. William Barber, a black woman, now last night won a Supreme Court position in North Carolina. And so North Carolina now has the most progressive Supreme Court in the South.
Wow.
You also, Republicans no longer have a supermajority in the North Carolina legislature, which now means that the governor can veto things and he can't be overwritten by Republicans. Also, Reverend Barber told me in rural North Carolina, in a county called The Pit, a black district attorney was elected for the first time in history.
Well, let me ask you this, Roland. We're talking about small victories or victories that we have to celebrate. Speaking of Florida, down in Florida, they passed a law where the felons.
Proposition 4.
Where they passed the law for the felons.
Which now means 1.4 million folks who were formerly incarcerated will now have the right to vote. That could absolutely change Florida for 2020. Ballot initiatives and also. Now, if they're in North Carolina, bad news. Republicans were able to get that voter ID constitutional amendment passed. That is absolutely bad. That was the one that was struck down by federal courts. But you have the ballot initiative in Michigan creating a bipartisan commission to now draw political lines. That's huge. Also, automatic voter registration in Michigan, that's also being passed by the voters. And so I think what people need to do is not get caught up in just, oh, my goodness, you didn't see a black governor. No, but you now saw a massive wins across the board. You have more African-Americans now elected statewide than you have ever had. And so those are things that are important for us to understand. And we must celebrate those things and now build upon that as well.
Roland Martin, I know I'm personally really, really watching Stacey Abrams in this whole campaign, and she is not conceded this morning. They say that she's continuing to gain ground, and if Brian Kemp dips below 50%, it's going to force a runoff.
And that's why she's voting, and that's the difference as to why she has not conceded and why Andrew Gillum did concede. In Florida, you don't have a runoff. You get the most votes you win. His people did not see a path to victory with the available votes outstanding. There were some 240,000 mail-in ballots that had not been fully counted in Georgia. And that's why Stacey Abrams is saying fighting till the end. And so that's important. So you have mail-in ballots. You have provisional ballots that were cast because you had lots of electoral drama yesterday in the state of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the difference. If she can keep Brian Kemp under 51%, even if it is 50.99 or 50.90, it does not matter. You need 51% of the vote in Georgia, then it forces a December 4th runoff.
Wow.
That's the difference.
Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Wow. Well, now that we've headed out to the polls, we were out there and we've got, you know, a lot of good took place, as what you've been mentioning all morning. Now what? What do we as the people do now?
Yeah. So here's the deal. Voting is the end of one process and the beginning of another. I've always said, well, after November 6th, the focus is November 7th. And how do we stay mobilized and organized to demand things that we want, which means that we've got to put pressure on those who are in elected office to do what they say they were going to do. And then being the folks who we supported, we got to put pressure on them, which means that we also got to be at school board meetings, county commissioner meetings, state legislature, Congress as well, staying mobilized, organized. But even the person who we wanted didn't win, we got to put pressure on them as well. Ron DeSantis, fine. You're going to be governor of Florida. Black folks, we are still constituents. We're still constituents in other states as well. And I think that's what happens. A lot of people go, well, my person didn't win, I'm going to check out. No, we cannot afford to check out of any process. We need people to stay consistently engaged, and we must build upon what happened last night. We got to have our voter mobilization groups continuing out there. Black voters matter. Be woke as well. We got to stay and understand we don't just activate it around just one election. No, it has to be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365, because we got to keep reaching. Look, you got a significant gap between black men and black women voting. You know, I'm looking forward to an initiative that specifically targets black men. There's something happening out here, and I have been saying this now for 6 years. There was a 9-point gap between black men and black women in 2016 with Trump. But guess what? It was a 9-point gap with Obama and Romney. I'm looking at exit polling data right now showing that 94% of black women voted for Beto O'Rourke in Texas, but 16% of black men with Ted Cruz.
Wow. So let me ask you this, because, you know, everybody's been watching this legalization of marijuana. A couple more states passed legalization of marijuana to some form or some degree on last night. Do you think we're headed toward United States where it's going to be okay across the whole board, across the whole United States to pass marijuana?
It's going to be state by state. What has to happen is, black folks, we got to be a part of that economic game.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a multi-billion-dollar industry, and we got impacted more than everybody else. More than everybody else, but being arrested. So black folks need to be at the table when it comes to reaping the economic benefits of this. And so that's one of the things that we need to do. Again,
the right way, because we've been reaping the economic benefits, but just not the right way.
No, we actually actually not reaping the economic benefits, because we've been going to prison as a result
of
marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's also been going on. And so I think what we have to do is really, really, really understand that and focus on that. And so that's really where I am. And so I think that's one of the things that we have to do, period.
Yes. Roland Martin on the line with the Morning Madhouse. You spoke earlier about here in North Carolina, the voter ID, the photo ID to vote. that was passed yesterday. Can you speak a little bit more and tell people what that really means?
So here's the deal, folks. That is bad news. That is absolutely bad news there in North Carolina. Okay, remember, the federal courts there ruled that the voter ID, the onerous voter suppression law in North Carolina that was passed several years ago by Republicans was basically a throwback to Jim Crow days. Mm-hmm. They said that was laser-like precision in targeting of black voters. And that's what we saw there in North Carolina. It was struck down. So what the legislature did is they said, what the hell? We not only just going to pass it. First of all, they could not pass the law in the legislature. So then they said, fine, we're going to make it a constitutional amendment. They rammed this thing through the legislature, did not have any Democratic input, and over the objections of Governor Roy Cooper, put that thing on the ballot, and now it is passed. And so what they knew they could not do, even with the conservative Supreme Court, they chose to put it in the state constitution. Mm-hmm. That is a problem. But they were rejected last night by trying to limit the power of the governor to make appointments to the state board of elections and other positions. That ballot initiative was lost. I have said this, and I'll say it again. North Carolina is the Alabama of the 21st century.
Wow.
Republicans are doing in North Carolina is deceitful, it is dastardly, it is shameful, it is atrocious, and it is pathetic. And everybody has got to be engaged to understand what is going on there. And I said it last night, I didn't care. I said, I want to see every Republican lose in North Carolina. Why? Because what they are trying to do, they are literally doing the bidding of Ross Barnett, the segregationist in Mississippi, and George Wallace in Alabama. That's the way they are leading. They are undemocratic, and that's what's going on there. And so they must be stopped. And so that, you know, Moral Mondays, the Poor People's Campaign, Repairs of the Breach, all those folks will continue the fight, and we've got to somehow reach these white folks in North Carolina to realize what's going on, because guess what? They're the ones who also are being screwed by those policies there. And so that's what's happening there. So unfortunately, that did pass. And so, look, Richard Douglas said, agitate, agitate, agitate. And the bottom line is we still got to fight.
That's a heck of a comparison.
Roland Martin on with Nolan Malaria in the Morning Madhouse. Last question. Last night was a big, big night for the LGBTQ community last night.
Well, again, what it boils down to is you have folks who are running for office now who are non-traditional. Same thing happens with whether you're LGBTQ, whether you are African-American, whether you're Latino. You're seeing that. And so America is becoming a different nation as a result. And so that's what you're seeing. You're seeing reflected at the ballot box. And so that's no shock there.
All right, Roland Martin, we appreciate you calling in, breaking it down for us. As always, folks, man, you're welcome inside the Madhouse.
Well, all folks got to do, of course, watch Roland Martin Unfiltered on our daily live stream on Facebook, YouTube, Periscope. We'll be breaking it down. We did 5 hours of election night coverage last night. And so I'll be there today at 6 p.m. Eastern as well as 5 p.m. Central.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.